Sure, this is Natalie. The recording's just started. I'll do the roll call.
Oh, sorry.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. This is the new TLD's working group call on Monday, 7th of October, 2013. On the call today, we have Evan Leibovich, Avi Doria, Devin Antiloxin, and Alan Greenberg. We have apologies from Olivier Crépin-Leblanc and Hong Su. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Matt Ashtiani, and myself, Natalie Tobin. I'd like to remind all participants to please state their names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Evan.
Okay, so I'm just checking that the agenda that's on here matches what we had on the
The Adobe this morning.
Okay, so it is a perfect match for the Confluence page. Okay, cool. So going through these one by one. Okay, Avery, would you like to kick things off on outreach?
Sure. Okay. I'll start with the outreach issue. I don't know if anybody had any other business that they probably wanted to add to this, but they never do, so it's probably reasonable that we didn't ask. Okay, so this is the first of the items on the agenda in terms of the outreach. Okay, so the questionnaire was prepared. It has, I believe at this point, and Heidi can confirm, been translated into the languages as we requested. But I don't know other than that what status it has in terms of is it ready for us to give out URLs and such yet, and at what point are these URLs getting put into various places to start with in the new GTLD and other places on the ICANN website. So Heidi, do you have any update or on that?
So basically this is Heidi for the record. So basically we're not at that stage yet. Matt is going to be preparing this with some assistance from other staff into Big Pulse. The Lyme survey isn't really going to work. It's a little bit too complicated. We're also needing to have that blurb from you, Aubrey. You said you sent it. If you could resend that, and then I'll walk it through the various departments and see where we can get it onto the website, various websites. I did speak to a person in the communications department, and she didn't think it was a problem. But, again, she asked for that little paragraph on what on that. And then before we can give the URL, we just need to go into the details of exactly how you would like that to look. It's currently in the six UN languages. Because that list of countries, just to confirm, is that every country in the world, or are those, is it a subset?
What?
On the survey, there's a question number six, is that just lists a lot of countries. Is that every country in the world?
Okay, Heidi, I can answer that.
Yeah.
This is Evan. When I was putting together the original survey, I was using a system called Survey Gizmo. As you may know, that's where the link that I put up for the original questions was. When you're doing surveys on Survey Gizmo, there's certain pre-filled questions. So if you're giving something that says a choice of countries, there's literally, you just use a Survey Gizmo, macro program, whatever you call it, fill it in, and it immediately populates the drop-down with every country in the world.
On Friday I was asking IT staff and web admin staff about that. Do you know whether that exists in the other five UN languages?
Survey Gizmo, as far as I understand, is only in English. I have not seen, certainly not in the free version, right? There's a free version of it and a paid version of it. Both Survey Gizmo and Survey Monkey have a freemium model where you can do so much using the free account, and you have to pay if you want to do more. I believe Multilingual Services required the paid account, which I don't have. So essentially what I had done was to use my account to essentially create the combinations of questions and question logic to do what I thought we needed, and that seemed to go through. The point of the question logic was that there's two branch points at which you know, if somebody says they were aware of the program, we ask them more questions. If they weren't aware of the program, it was pointless to ask those questions. So there's a little bit of survey logic in that there's actually two branches, as well as just the questions themselves. But the mechanics were using Survey Gizmo, so it had certain facilities that were available to me, such as that, you know, pick a country and it automatically supplies that drop down with every country.
I think that would be brilliant if we could. This is Heidi again. If we could add something like that, Matt, you know, it would be great if you could look in to see if SurveyMonkey has that ability. If I can use the Survey Gizmo. I mean, it's up to you, but to me, a couple of those questions, it would be just so useful, rather than typing in every country that's right now on the survey in the 61 languages, if you could just use that.
Does ICANN have an account for either of those systems?
I know that ICANN uses SurveyMonkey.
Okay. If they compete heavily with each other. If one has a feature, the other one will have a feature. So you should be able to have that kind of thing in SurveyMonkey easily.
Okay. And then the other, I think it was question 5 about the industry. Is that also sort of a macro or a plug-in?
Yes. That was a general fill-in. I don't have it in front of me, but there's an automatic macro that sort of has a standard, you know, defined industry type.
Yeah. Matt, if you could maybe have an action item, if the chairs would allow that, if staff to look into this to see if either SurveyMonkey or the Survey Gizmo. A, if ICANN can use it, and B, if it's available in the 61 languages, because that would save so much time. And then, Aubrey, another request would be if you could just resend that little paragraph of what the survey is, the aim of it is.
I'll do that. So at the moment, we still really have no idea of when this will be ready.
Well, we're hoping it will be ready in the next week or so. We have the Atlas II survey we need to get out this week. So that needs to take top priority. And then the second one is this one.
Okay, thanks. Okay.
Well, Avery, this is Evan.
Yeah.
Do you see any urgency to what we're doing here?
Yes, I have seen urgency for a while now.
Okay.
I mean, we talked about it in Durban, and foolish, optimistic me at the time actually thought we'd be getting it out within a month of Durban. I see urgency, if we're going to bother with it at all. I mean, if we're just going to say, well, you know, the program was bad, the outreach was bad, and so, oh, well, what are we going to do about it? Then no, then we don't need to continue. But if we're going to continue on this project, we had a year to get this outreach thing done, which was the first part, the survey, and write up the recommendations. Buenos Aires marks the year. We're obviously going to be late, but that's okay, as long as we're still doing it. But if we're just going to sort of say it doesn't matter, then then that needs to be reported also to ALAC, saying, listen, you know, it was an idea when we did it, but there's really no enthusiasm for it in the group, so what the heck? So I don't know. My view is we were still trying to get it done as soon as possible.
I think
I'll be sorry about that. Yeah, I mean, the translation took longer than it should have.
Right. I understand. It's just then, you know, I guess it was the question, is there any urgency, sort of push the urgency button.
No, and sorry, Avery, this is Evan. Yeah, I mean, asked and answered. That's exactly, you know, the point of asking that was to find to confirm that there was. Okay, now we've got, so status pretty well deals with it.
Right,
In terms of distribution, okay, all right, assuming things are translated, we have these great questions and this great question logic, and then comes the burning question of who do we ask the survey of? And one of the things that has been sort of bothering me since the last time we talked about this was the distribution issue. That is, it seems from the way that the questions are designed that the people that we want to ask the survey are those that considered applicant support but chose or that might have had a use to create a reason to want to create a GTLD but did not because of perceived barriers in developing economies. And so half the question is, how do we deal with the difficulty of tracking down people that didn't apply?
We had actually, if I can, this is Avery, again. We had actually talked about that in Durban as well. And first of all, what we had said, and I thought decided, but I was obviously wrong, was that we were going to distribute it through every possible channel we had, which was we were going to distribute it through the ALSs and ask them to reach further. We were going to distribute it through ISOC chapters and other internet governance, internet service provider, whatever vehicles we had. So if we were on lists that discussed these issues, we were going to distribute it through those. So we were basically going to try and do as much as possible of a viral introduction, you know, put out tweets on it, put out whatever. And I think that that was the idea. And then what we had talked about then, at least I thought, perhaps I just imagined it, is that we had also talked about having this be a long-standing survey that we would take snapshots on. So the idea was that in Buenos Aires, we would be able to take the first snapshot and see, okay, are we getting answers? What kind of answers are we getting? What distribution have we done? What more do we need to do? Has our distribution missed the mark? In which case, how much further? So basically, there was a longer-term openness, but we were going to take periodic snapshots and see what we had to do to either get the questionnaire out further or, you know, and or process the information.
Okay, in those, this is Evan. In those earlier conversations, was there a sense of trying to find out from ICANN staff if it was possible to put this out through regular communications levels, so that for the kind of stuff that either Jim Tengrove or Sally Costerton are doing, to use some of their communications channels to put this out? Was there a talk about trying to do that, or did you consider, was the consideration to totally put it out through the at-large and volunteer channels?
No, there was. In fact, that was one of the things that we covered over in the status, was at least getting it on the various web-based distributions. I don't think we ever had a specific question about how to get it fully into Costerton's channels, but we did talk about how to put it on various places on the ICANN informational web presence. I think possibly, you know, then once it's up and running, seeing if we can get it pushed out further through Costerton would probably be a good idea.
From those on the call from staff, Heidi or Natalie or Matt, I mean, do you think this would be something that we should bring to, like, Jim Tengrove's attention or something? Or what do you think would be the path that would be best for us to take to try and put this out through official channels?
Somebody?
Anyone? Heidi?
Hi, this is Matt. I think it's best just to wait for Heidi to come back to answer that, because I don't think I can answer that well enough.
Okay, fair enough. All right, we'll leave that for the moment. So essentially the status of things right now is the translations are being done. ICANN is going to investigate its own survey tools to see what's involved with putting this out, and to try to, as soon as possible, actually having the URLs and the logic of the surveys ready to be done. At that point, we need to engage both the volunteer community and ICANN's own communication staff in getting this out. Okay.
And then, sorry, just for the aim of, and so by Buenos Aires, Aubrey or Evan, there's going to be a snapshot taken and reported at the New GTLD meeting.
Well, since right now we don't really have a survey that's publicly distributed, that's gone outside of this, group, the chances of there being any kind of a snapshot worth looking at in Buenos Aires is going to be next to nil.
Are you sure about that? This is Aubrey again. If it gets out in a week, If it gets out in a week, that means it could be out and distributed through various channels and have 3 weeks to a month out there. Now, what I've noticed about surveys is if people are going to do them, they often do them within a couple days of notification hitting them, and then you have to try a new vector approach. So it's possible that there would be a snapshot. So I would request abeyance on deciding that there's not going to be a snapshot until such time as we've gotten the survey out and we know how long it's going to be out for, as opposed to sort of already deciding there won't be a snapshot.
Okay. I hadn't intended on deciding there wouldn't be a snapshot. It just, if...
Oh, it sounded like that's what you were saying.
No,
sorry.
I just, I guess, Heidi, a lot is going to be determined on how fast we can roll something out.
Yeah, exactly. This is Heidi. I also, have you had a chance to take a look at Deb's comments in the chat? Whether it could be distributed or...
Yes, it could. Although, that's next week, right? 2 weeks, I guess.
No, in 2 weeks.
Certainly. And certainly it could be mentioned in, you know, the various ICANN-sponsored or ICANN-group sessions.
Okay.
And who knows how else we could push it within the IGF. But, yes, certainly the IGF is one place for pushing all of this.
Okay. But the concern that I have at this point is saying something should be done without saying somebody should do it often results in nothing getting done. Does somebody want to own this who is actually going to the IGF? Do we know of people that can own this? It's just simply saying it ought to get done without actually assigning it or trying to put some specifics to it make it really hard for it to get done. Is anyone on this call going to the IGF?
I am.
Avery, if assuming we've got a survey to distribute, is it okay to ask you to see if you can help spread that around?
Of course I would do it if I was there and it was done.
I'm just...
Yeah.
Okay. Well, no, I'm just making the implicit explicit in saying, okay... So it'll be done at the IGF because you will take it. And we will try and find other people from the at-large community going to IGF, and we'll put it in their hands too.
Yeah, I mean, one thing that it would be good to find out is people that are doing the ALAC or at-large sponsored event to take it as well. But sure, yeah, we should look around for who's there. We should find a way to get it distributed among the IGF. Little pieces of paper with a QR on them would be nice things to do. Who knows? But yeah, should do something.
Okay. Well. Okay. Then one of the things that perhaps you could do, Avery, as part of this, is that there is a Confluence page on at-large participation in Valley, which I've just posted into the chat. And so that's meant to be a coordination place for all the at-large people that are planning to go.
Really?
Perhaps that would be a good place to bring this around as well.
That.
Okay. Is there anything else that we need to talk about on outreach of the survey at this point?
So, Evan, are you going to be in Bali?
No.
No. Okay.
I've never been to an IGF.
Oh, no. I just saw a line from Heidi saying, thanks, Evan, including volunteering for the ICANN booth. So I thought Heidi was thanking you for volunteering for the ICANN booth.
She must be giving him funding for it. That's real nice of you, Heidi.
No, I'm sorry. Sorry. Thanks, Evan, for posting the link.
Oh,
Randy, you're making for it. But sorry, while I have the floor,
hey Evan, I tried.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah, so basically, this link went out in a call for members. People going to the IGF went out over the weekend. perhaps as they start coming in, as volunteers for the ICANN information booth come in, we can then take a look at who might be someone we could put in charge of organizing that at the IGS, along with Aubrey.
So yeah. Heidi, what I'm hearing from you then is that the chances of having a publicly distributable survey by the time of IGF is reasonable.
Yes. This is Heidi. Yes, I would think so.
Okay, cool.
We wouldn't actually distribute the survey there, just a QR or a URL for it, correct? We're not planning on any printed up surveys with things to fill out. Good. Okay.
Right.
Correct.
Avery, you're mentioning QR codes, which is something that I'm involved in. Does anyone need any help in doing that? I've got some tools for creating that if it's needed.
There's all kinds of net tools too, but if you've got a tool that you think does better than the JRandom net tool.
Actually, there's a very good reason behind those. I use an app on my computer to do it. The net tools, if you look about it, the net tools that don't give you the URL you put in. They automatically put it into like their own kind of URL shortening service, and it actually points to them, and then they point it back. I have concerns about that in terms of if they ever want to inject their own web pages in the middle.
Mm. Oh, okay. I knew they kind of did that. This is Aubrey again. I just thought it was useful because they also gave analytics sometimes on the various tips. Of course, you can do that on your own, but, yeah.
Right. Anyway, I didn't want to belabor the issue, just to say that if there was any need for help on actually generating the QR code, please come back.
Well, actually, since we're doing action items, how about as soon as we have URLs, you volunteer to
create
the QR code?
Sure.
Okay, thanks. And then we can just put those on pieces of paper, put them up on walls, do whatever we want with them.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, it's actually been very successful for me in other endeavors to print out a QR code, put them on business cards, and distribute the business cards. That's actually
cool
worked
idea.
Well for me in other instances.
That's a cool idea. It only costs like about $3 or $5 to print up a bunch of business cards.
And much cheaper than even doing a brochure. So you put the brochure online, and the business card has the URL to the brochure. You save a lot of money doing things that way.
Cool.
Okay, moving on. All right, so we've beaten the survey issue to death. Issue number four, which is the PICDRP. So essentially, as you may know, ALAC produced a comment on the PICDRP, and there's been a revised PICDRP process that has been released that has tweaked a little bit, but has not really addressed most of what ALAC said. The comments, if I remember, about the original PICDRP process essentially said it was unacceptable as presented and needed an awful lot of work. So I don't think that sufficiently has changed about the official PICDRP process. So what effectively we have is we have an official process that is designed at high cost for those bodies that believe that they are materially harmed by a TLD applicant's abrogating their PIC. But at the same time, and Alan, since you're on the call, maybe you can help me with this.
Andy has his hand up.
Sorry?
Oh. Andy has his hand up.
Yes, okay. So over and above anything that you were going to say anyway, Alan, I'm hoping you can help me out in giving a little bit of meat to what Fadi had said about possibly having an internal ICANN process that would allow PICs to be enforced above and beyond that official process that's been on. Anyway, Alan, you have the floor.
Thank you. I'll rephrase what the comment said. The comment was on the PICDRP, so yes, we tore the PICDRP apart. Functionally, what it said is the PICDRP is not satisfactory for public interest issues, and that is organizations that feel they may not have been harmed, or individuals for that matter, but nevertheless, organizations, and that includes the governments, that feel they may not have been financially harmed, but they are defending the interest of their communities, cannot use the PICDRP as it was before. I haven't read the new one, but I'm assuming there is still a harm issue in it. And that we expected ICANN to enforce its contracts. FATI has said twice now that we cannot expect them to go and police all the contracts, and that is, you know, go through them one by one and then check to see if everybody was enforcing them. But when they are alerted to it, and clearly there's going to be an issue of resources to verify the claims, they would take action. He used the expression last time that this would be a crowdsourced policing. And, you know, subject to the details, of course, that, I believe, would meet our needs. That has never shown up in any document other than what FATI has said in ALAC board meetings. That's the substance of it. So from my point of view, I don't really care about the details of the PIC. That's not the group that, you know, well-financed people who have been physically, who have been financially or otherwise harmed by it, they need to look at that kind of DRP and make sure it meets their needs. And I suppose we should look at it from that point of view also. But that's a secondary issue to the other level of enforcement by ICANN itself. Right now, compliance has said, and this was months ago, so it may have changed, but I haven't seen anything saying it's changed, that they are all, compliance is only charged with enforcing the rulings of the dispute resolution panel, not taking any action based on internal complaints. So that's where I see it. I just don't have the energy to get outraged about the DRP when the DRP is not what we're looking for. It may be the right one or it may be the wrong one, but it's not really the substantive issue that I think we should be focusing on. Thank you.
Okay, Alan, then let me ask you. What I think I'm hearing from you is that there's all this public, accountable, transparent activity about this third-party PICDRPF process that's expensive and not really serving the public interest. FATI has, on multiple occasions, promised that there would be something additional to this that would be more in the public interest, but there has been absolute zero follow-up that we have seen. Do I have that right?
I have the caveat that I haven't read the new document. Maybe there's something in it that is under the rubric of DRP but is talking about something else. Someone needs to verify that before we go off on a rant.
Okay.
But other than that, yes, correct.
I was hoping that Carlton would be on this call because he did actually a very good analysis of the new PICDRP report into the ALAC mailing list. I guess one of the things I guess we should take as an action item is to investigate the claims that were made. Alan, do you have any record of was FATI on the record when he said these things?
Those calls, those meetings are recorded, if not transcribed.
Okay, and you remember specifically the meeting?
Oh, but the last two board ALAC meetings at ICANN, when the ALAC met the board. I can tell you where FATI was sitting.
Okay. Okay, then, all right, so the actions item out of this.
Excuse me, Heidi, do you know if those are transcribed or are they just recorded?
Could you just repeat which that was?
The meetings at ICANN meetings, the actual meetings between the ALAC and the board.
Oh, they're absolutely transcribed. And recorded. Absolutely.
So it should be easy to find FATI talking about the DRP.
This is the ALAC meeting with the board on Tuesday.
Whatever day it's on, yes.
Yeah, one moment. I will put that up. So go ahead and give that action item, Evan, please, and I'll then go ahead and look.
So essentially, there's two action items. One is for staff to verify what FATI said, and then we need some people on this group the next action item is to follow up with FATI to see whether or not anything actually has been done beyond what was promised at that meeting.
Yeah, if we're looking at the Durban meeting, looking for the term crowdsourced will be an easy way of finding it. I don't know if it's hyphenated or not.
Okay, now, Alan, is this something that you, or to the rest of the working group, is this something that we should be doing in terms of raising the issue? Is this something we should ask Olivier to raise with Fadi? What's the best channel to wake this up?
Well, I would suggest it comes from the ALAC, since he's co-chairing those meetings. Heidi obviously could do it informally, but if we're actually asking the question, I think it has to come from Olivier. But that's a protocol issue. I'm not the best person on protocol.
Okay, so, all right. So one action item is for staff to extract the relevant part of the transcript and find out exactly what it was that Fadi promised us. The next action item is a request to Olivier to follow up on that. Is that reasonable?
I think so.
Avery, Dave, anyone? Okay. Okay, Dave has agreed. Avery, any comments? Okay.
Had to turn the mute off. No, it sounds fine.
Okay. I mean, this all sounds well and good, Alan, but as of right now, it's still smoke until we see anything of substance.
Well, exactly. That's the whole issue.
Okay. So as of right now, the only thing we have available is the publicly described process, which we have already said in a statement does not meet the public good.
And I guess since there's a new comment, we need to say it again, but yes.
Okay. So are you calling for a new statement?
I think we have to.
Okay. All right.
I mean, again, I'm assuming it's not buried in it. You know,
okay.
That caveat comes with that I've made several times. But
okay. Part of the problem is I wanted to try and get Carlton's help on this, since he's the one that did the original analysis of the new PICDRP report. So
I don't know if Carlton normally participates in these meetings. I don't think he does.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Then if that's the case, then...
We'll have to invite him to, you know, get involved with us.
All right. So as an action item, I will invite Carlton into the group. And I'm going to suggest then that between Carlton, Alan, and myself, we figure out a way to create a comment in response to the new PICDRP. The comment may simply see the first one if there's nothing substantially different.
Well, I think perhaps we need to be more focused.
Go on.
Just saying that we do not believe that's sufficient, there needs to be an ICANN enforced one itself. Remember, that one we went into the fact that they said, for instance, in the first one, that ICANN may not but is allowed to file a dispute itself.
Right.
But they were not exempt from the financial, from the harm issue. The only way ICANN can really be harmed, other than perhaps reputationally, is by finances, which really says they're not likely to be able to file a DRP.
Okay,
they're not likely
so
to be financially harmed by the violation.
So the material harm clause even applied to ICANN.
Well, it didn't exempt them, therefore it applies. I have no other way of assuming that.
Got it. Okay. So, I mean, even if that's changed, we're still back to... Okay. So next action item is Carlton, myself, and Alan will try and investigate the next way forward with making a statement on this.
That's fine with me. As is my normal want, it would be a short statement. But
yes. And as part of this, this involves inviting Carlton to participate in this working group. And I will do that.
Okay.
All right. Does anyone have any other issues to do with new DTLD issues? We have the PICDRP.
Evan, on that, this working group only meets once a month, I think.
Correct.
Therefore, the next one is going to be immediately before the ICANN meeting or something and way after the comment period.
Well, my intention was on this action item to investigate doing a comment. I did not think that we would wait until the next meeting of this working group that we would investigate something, report back to ALAC, Which would allow us to do something faster.
Okay, sorry, you said you'd invite them to participate in this group, which is what...
Oh, no, sorry. Well, there's two separate things.
Yeah.
Thing number one, invite Carlton to the working group. Thing number two, work on a statement, which won't have to wait for the next meeting.
Can I comment?
Go ahead.
Yeah, what we've done a lot of times, first of all, we can meet more often if there's ever a need. We've just backed it down to a month or less because there hasn't been a need. The other thing that we've often done, and you have to decide whether you want to do this with this statement, is that once the statement is written, we can put it through a review on this group. The people on the mailing list are fairly good about, at least a number of them, are fairly good about reading and commenting. And we've had pretty good success with doing, you know, several-day last calls on a statement that do bring in comments, and then do give you the ability to go to the ALAC, not just as three members of the ALAC bringing a statement, but a statement that has actually been, you know, reviewed by the members of the group. It's your call. Obviously, as members of ALAC, you can put anything before ALAC anytime you want. But if you want to also get the work of the group, is as soon as there is a first draft, letting this group know. And as soon as there's a last draft, having, you know, either Evan or myself do a last call on it so that then you have a recommendation from this group to ALAC to do the statement. But two ways to do it, your call, you guys are ALAC. So, you know, it's really up to you.
Well, and you're Norello, so, okay. All right, understood. Okay, now on new GTLD issues, I guess there's nothing. Does anyone have any comments or reporting on anything to do with the objection process, which is not on the agenda formally, but it's under new GTLD issues? It's not on here. Does anyone have anything to add?
This is Dave. I can. There's nothing much to report about regarding the ALAC objection process. I mean, we filed our objections, and all the applicants responded. Just before the Durban meeting, one of the applicants dropped its application. So now we're just looking at the dispute resolution provider at ICC is looking at the three objections against the .health TLD. A person has been assigned as to be the arbitrator or the dispute resolution panelist, and there has been really new communication since that person has started to look at our statement and the objections and the applicant responses. Nothing to be ready to report.
Okay.
No further communication on that as such.
Okay, thanks, Dave. Ivory, you had your hand up briefly. Did you want to add something?
No, I had my hand up from before.
Okay.
And I took it down. No. But one thing I will add here, from what we seem to be hearing is that most of the objections are close to done, but they all need to be reviewed by the ICC, and there is some discussion of them having tried to think about being somewhat consistent. Because there was such, when they put out the first three, there was, and also the ones that came out of some of the other objection processes like string and inconsistencies. So I think the ICC is being careful on releasing results and looking for, you know, reviewing them for consistency.
Okay. You mean so we don't have a repeat of the .cam stuff?
Exactly. I think they're trying to, the words we're hearing out of there is that they want to avoid that. And so we've heard that most of the evaluations by the teams are pretty much done, but they're waiting to before they start announcing them all. So we should hear on all of these. Everybody I know that is dealing with objections is on pins and needles waiting for responses.
Okay. Thanks, Dave and Avery. Okay. And so the next thing and the last major thing on the agenda is discussing next steps and what we're going to do at the Buenos Aires meeting. Avery, you have the floor again.
Okay, thanks. So anyhow, I did arrange with Heidi for us to have a one-hour meeting in in Buenos Aires, and basically it's a single 60-minute slot. And the three things that three, maybe four things that I had put it down that I figured is if we have things far enough along to have done a snapshot of the survey, take that, look at it, and as I say, discuss it both in terms of what it's showing us and in terms of what kind of traction it's getting and what we need to get further traction looking at whatever we got done in the meantime. So that was one thing on the agenda. The next thing was to start having our first conversations about the third and last part of this outreach project, was to actually make recommendations. Now, true, after just the first snapshot, it's probably too early to come to any conclusions, but you never know. We could get good indicators then of the directions we're heading in. We also know that people have a fair number of possible solutions at the back of their minds. So anyhow, we need to get that part of this project going with the goal, hopefully, of having recommendations that can be discussed at the next meeting, wherever that is. I have no idea what's after Buenos Aires. I haven't looked yet. So that was the second item, is to get that kicked off, hopefully to find somebody that will, you know, lead that particular effort to getting a first draft of recommendations written, then discussed, edited, and, you know, be thinking about something for the next meeting. The third thing is, and you know, we're getting to a point now where we should be looking towards the conclusion and wrap-up of this group. I don't know that it'll actually close or need rechartering. That's a different issue. But the last thing we had was that all this tracking that we've been doing of new GTLD issues was supposed to result in some set of indicators, recommendations, analysis, not even sure what we call it yet, that basically presents a case of, you know, if there's going to be another round or whatever, what does at large ALAC want to put on the table at the beginning of that discussion? Then maybe this group will morph into something that tracks that discussion. I don't know. That'll be, you know, up to ALAC and the group and stuff to figure out what comes next, because we will have pretty much completed our chartered items. So, and at the moment, that's what I'm trying to drive towards, is to get this group to finish what it was chartered to do. So that would be, so starting to talk about that. So there's the specific issues. There may be, if it's not the PIC-DRP, with the way this new GTLD program is going, I'm sure there'll be some new outrage that needs to be dealt with. You know, and each different group has its own set of outrages. So deal with those. So that's why I said three or four issues, and then start getting the process going for producing that final thing. And that was my thoughts. I don't know if other people had other thoughts about what we could do in an hour. I don't think we could do that much more than that, and so on. So that was that.
Thanks, Avery. I'm hoping that based on the action items coming out of this meeting right now, that we'll have certain things that will be on our plate, such as, you know, if we're able to flesh out the crowdsourcing idea that Fadi had. So I think we should be okay there. But, yeah, that sounds like a pretty good recap. Any questions, comments? And as Heidi said, Avery, the next meeting in March is a return to Singapore.
Oh, Singapore.
Yeah. Next year's meetings are already determined. Singapore.
Yeah, I knew they were. I just didn't know where.
Singapore, London, and then L.A.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Are there any other comments? Anything for the next meeting, I guess, the action items for the next, the things to discuss on the next meeting, I guess, are out of action items coming out of here and seeing what comes of them.
Do we have another meeting before BA, or is that the next meeting?
I believe there's chance for one more meeting in advance of BA.
Okay, so
if we're keeping to the same schedule, there will be an opportunity for a meeting November 11th, which is the week before Buenos Aires.
Okay.
Mind you, usually at that point, most things are on hold as people are getting their travel plans ready, so I'm not quite sure.
But so it could be the 4th also.
Whether it's going to be reasonable to have a meeting the week before, how
the
much we're going to
be
able
to
do.
Yeah, thank you, Aubrey. Yeah, just keep in mind that some people are going to be going to the leadership training, which starts on the 13th, so they'll be traveling on the 11th or the 12th.
Oh, yeah. How about the 4th, though?
Yeah, week 4th.
I may not be able to make it because I'll be traveling either to Geneva or Vancouver, not sure which yet. But
IATF is that week.
Right, and there's also the Working Group on Enhanced Cooperation in Geneva that week, and I'm supposed to be at both. I'm not quite sure how I'm going to do it.
Well, I'll tell you what. Can I make a suggestion then that over the next couple of weeks we keep the mailing list going, we determine how much work there is that needs to be discussed at a meeting in advance of Buenos Aires, and we make a determination if we need something at that point.
Okay.
We'll tentatively keep it on the calendar, but if it's just too difficult to do in advance of Buenos Aires, we don't.
Mm-hmm.
Because the other option always is if we think there's doing enough work to plan on a meeting in 2 weeks as opposed to three. But anyhow, that we can figure that out in the next week or so.
Yeah.
We have to call a meeting at least a week in advance.
Right.
Okay.
Any other business? Any other questions, comments? Okay, small group, fast call. Here we are, 7 minutes before the end of the hour. We are done, it looks like. Okay.
Thank you.
Dave,
so, Evan, Matt's going to be, this is Heidi, Matt's going to be looking into the various issues regarding the survey. So hopefully by the end of the week we'll have some significant progress on this. But again, the Atlas 2 has to go out first.
Right.
His attention is going to be on that first part of the week, and then he can look into this.
Okay, no problem. I mean, you don't have to wait for the next meeting. You guys know where to find me.
Okay. All right. Thanks very much.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you, everybody. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks, everyone. Take care, all.